This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
I think seat warmers in the car are both awesome and essential, as my grandpa calls me a pussy from heaven.
9.
My mom says Bill Elliott once held me as a baby, and it's a cool story, but I'll never know for sure.
Page. Soon the world will get tired of all the reboots and sequels, and somebody will be creative. And Fat Boy.
Do you ever look at your crotch and say, "Are you from Tennessee? Is you the only 10 I see?"
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
Hey, yo, hello. You ready to catch a contact? Well, then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for 9's best damn audio. Yo, 9, hit this, brother.
Well, I count from 1 to 5 or 5 to 1.
Usually 5 to 1.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He's turning blue. Now exhale. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
It's been so long since we did it, I forgot.
I got you, man. I got you. I have 5 good clips this morning.
Yeah.
You ready to begin? You ready to jump
right
in?
I want you to be able to do all 5.
We're going to get all five, man. We're going to start with a high school principal. We got something about iPods and exorcisms and a new thing in England that y'all are going to be a big fan of. But we're going to start in Alabama with a high school principal. And you know, whenever you were in school and a teacher or a principal tried to be cool, it was embarrassing as hell. But it's not that you personally were embarrassed. It's that worst kind of embarrassment where you feel embarrassed for someone else.
Yeah.
Which is one of the worst feelings on earth.
Well, like when I see people do the hang loose sign.
Yeah, when you feel embarrassed. You ever watch like a funny movie that you like, but then it gets to that one part where the main character is about to just be gutted, embarrassed somehow, and it feels awkward even to watch it, even though you've seen it 10 times?
Sarah Marshall?
Yeah.
Where he whips the towel off?
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of those moments where... In Alabama, high school principal decided to do a rap song about COVID-19 and how it's affecting the school year, how it's going to be happening, some of the guidelines. Except he picked a song from 30 years ago. I bet these high school kids ain't never heard of.
Where is this at?
Alabama.
Okay, you said that.
My coronavirus hits me so hard. All the teachers say, oh my Lord, COVID is stressing me. All the updates from the CDC, Lysol can't be found. I've looked all around this town. I've had no luck, and these are the things, huh, you can't touch. I told you, students,
you can't touch this.
You better pull that mask up.
You can't touch this.
It's the CDC, not me.
You can't touch this.
Hey, don't wash your hands.
You can't touch this.
Fresh new rules and plans. Let's all be safe. Go wash your hands. So move back up 6 feet. You better not cough and you better not sneeze. Sanitation. Hold on, let me check your temp. Not under your arm like that. Like that. You're all clear. Go to the back.
Bend over. Let me take your temp.
That's Dr. Quentin Lee from some school in Alabama.
It wasn't that bad.
I mean, it could have been worse, but it's one of those things. Imagine being a kid and having one of the kids in school and seeing that.
Because
you don't
this?
Even know what MC Hammer is at this point.
So this guy's like, what, mid-30s at least?
Around 40 probably. So he remembers the song from being a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing for lunch?
I
don't know if you want to go grab some Samoa Jojo's at the chicken store.
You know, when you said that, I almost thought you were setting up the next clip for me.
Oh, no. Well, I could have been.
Is the UK wants people to do lunch. I don't know how to set this up. There's a new initiative, a new program in the UK. It's gonna cover half your food bill. And here's Chancellor Rishi Sunak announcing it.
Rishi.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I can announce today that for the month of August, we will give everyone in the country an eat out to help out discount. 1.8 million people work in this industry. They need our support. And with this measure, we can all eat out to help out.
Wow. That sounds like fun.
You got support at the end.
Yeah. You support that initiative, Matt Man?
Yeah.
Do I have to eat out curbside?
No, I don't think so. I think you have to. I think you go, they want you to go inside the restaurant and eat out.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
but President Yeezy is going to give you $1 million if you have a kid, though.
Yeah. Well, if you go to drive-in, you can eat out in your car.
Yeah.
That's usually why people went to the drive-ins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm bummed.
Where's our drum?
Is it drum?
Yeah.
Oh, you said drugs.
Well placed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's you know. I see the entendre there.
No, no. This is one of those things they didn't probably think about. They didn't think anybody'd be immature enough to make us think about it like us.
Yeah.
You know, there's always some people in South Carolina across an ocean who want to make fun of you for anything you do good.
Of course. Of course. You know what?
What you got?
All the places that I want to deliver food to me now are 90-minute waits. And I don't know 90 minutes ahead that I'm going to be hungry.
Yeah, oh, you got a plan. Yeah, I will be. If I am now, I will be then too.
You got plans?
What, for dinner?
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just, it's poor planning on our part, my part.
You can always order.
Yeah. I mean, it's rare to me that I see a place that is more than a 60-minute wait. I don't know what in the hell's going on in TR.
90 minutes.
Oh, man, I don't get that. It's like never more than 60, 75 minutes at most.
Would you consider a roommate?
No.
Okay. Sorry, Caitlin.
I thought you were setting one up. I'm sorry.
Oh, a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no more. I burned them all back out back.
I had
great Mysterio, but I was like,
oh.
If you aren't feeling good, lady, get you some JB elderberry syrup. Knock that out for you. This is the shampoo aisle of a Walmart. I don't know where. Somewhere in America on the shampoo aisle of a Walmart. A lady seems to be trying to perform an exorcism on all the other customers.
Off this aisle. I command you, in Jesus Christ's name, get off this aisle. Back
really?
Off. Back off. Back off. You need to leave. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, no. Back off. You are a demon. Get off this aisle. And find something out of his back.
Really? What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with you?
Oh, my goodness.
That's all you got to say, but you just witnessed that. You're like, what's wrong with people? What's wrong with people?
Really?
They can't. I can't see that.
Really?
That's all you. I'd be laughing my ass off. I'd be rolling around on the ground.
The ghost of Jimmy in the background.
I never see anything that. I never see that level crazy when I'm out and about where some lady is casting out the other shoppers from the shampoo aisle.
Was she throwing great value water at them while she was casting out
so
the
good.
She's
demons?
Telling these people, get off the shampoo aisle in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Leave this aisle so I can shop alone for hair care products, or I'm going to cast you into the lake of fire.
That's not manna falling from the skies. That's dandruff.
Get thee behind me, Pantene.
But there are worse aisles you can go to, like lingerie or liquor. I mean, wine and beer, but...
Yeah. I ain't never seen liquor in the Walmart.
Well, I bet they got it in other parts of the country where they sell it at the grocery store. Mm-hmm.
That would be a scary Walmart to go into.
No, it'd be like everywhere in the country except right around here.
Yeah, like my buddy lives in Florida. He gets his tequila at Winn-Dixie.
Yeah, they have it at the grocery store.
Those places that sell liquor at the grocery store aren't
okay,
weird.
I'm wrong.
We're weirdos.
Jesus Christ.
Stink cheese.
Look, I just really want to buy a bottle of whiskey at the grocery store.
One-stop shopping. I don't get why liquor stores make you go to one side to buy liquor, the other side to buy beer.
I have never in my life pushed a shopping cart containing a handle of whiskey and steak, and I want to do that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would.
It's easy. It's just...
No, it ain't. I live in South Carolina. Can't do it.
You know why they do that? Why they separate you?
So they piss me off.
So yeah, expose your alcoholism.
Yeah.
Make you feel like a leper.
Then you go to the red dot.
that's what it is.
Store. Package store. How many names liquor store have? Liquor store, ABC store, red dot store, package store?
Donahue's. There's a bunch.
Do you think there's a center film somewhere where people are taped going to certain places? That would be awful.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, there used to be a big university or about 5 minutes up the road from here used to follow their students to movie theaters on the weekends, bust them and get them in trouble. Yep. It didn't matter really what they was going to see. They just weren't supposed to go.
I was going to watch Passion of the Christ, man. Come on.
Are you ready for the groom's mom?
Groom's mom freaking out.
Yep. It's a wedding video surface. It's not during, this is pre-pandemic, this video, but it came out recently where a mom starts yelling at the bride because she said something in her vows about accepting her husband for his flaws. Mama didn't like that.
You're not going to say my son has flaws.
You can leave.
No, I don't have to leave. That dress you're wearing, we've paid for.
Let's calm down. Let's calm down.
You're not going to ruin my
day. You are not going to say my son has flaws.
Wow.
Everybody has flaws, and that's why I love them. You can leave, Judy.
Like, you don't have flaws.
You can leave.
You can get out of my wedding now.
I'm not leaving. That dress you're wearing,
get out.
I'm not getting out.
Try it, and I'll have you arrested. Tony, get her out of here.
Let's
this is not right.
Church.
Tony,
this is not.
I'm not leaving.
Show some.
All right. Look,
just hold your
peace.
You show respect.
You have your daughter.
Let's just calm down. Let's say, hey, we don't need this.
This is why.
We don't need this.
I don't want to hear any flaws about this.
All right.
That's what happens when you have a hash bar. That was not a pretty place. That was a decent looking place.
You heard that? I mean, it always comes back. You show some respect. You show some respect.
Yeah. Well, I paid for your dress.
But, like, were you raised in a house where your mom or dad said, you can talk about me, you can talk about all this stuff, but don't you talk about my kids? Almost like the kids got a free pass.
Yeah, I could see my mom getting rubbed the wrong way by something like that.
Yeah.
But...
Hey, son.
You know, the only people in the world who seem to think they're anyone is perfect is mothers of sons.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're the mother of a boy, you apparently think that little demon seed is perfect.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The morning show your mother hates. Till she drops you off at school. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. This really happened on Facebook. Real arguments. Drama has ensued. Oh, God. This is something else right here. This is Facebook fussing. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
It's still Facebook fussing. Sorry, I went out of order.
It's fine.
Right.
Remember, if you see a good Facebook argument, screen it, cap it, screenshoot it, whatever it's called these days,
and send it to TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. And, of course, you can send this in anonymously, of course. I'm all out of sync today. It's the new microphones.
Mm-hmm. Right, it is. They mess with you. Yep.
We are live on Facebook at facebook.com/riseguys or fb.com/riseguys if you're lazy with your fingers. Oh, lazy fingers.
Lazy fingers.
Google fingers meet lazy fingers. Mm-hmm. Lazy fingers, Google fingers.
Nice to meet you, Fingles.
Thank you.
All right. All right, Ray Fingles.
All right, here we go. Scene one. Playing the role of Melba will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Colleen, I think. Or Colleen. C-O-L-E-N-E.
I want to say Colleen.
Colleen.
It's freaking me.
Yeah.
Playing the role of Butch.
Butch.
Will be Jimmy Jack Jackie. And playing the role of Buddy Lee.
Buddy Lee.
Will be freaking Paige. And action.
Melba posts the following to Blankington Woods Neighborhood's Facebook page. Hello, parents. Please advise your teenager boys to stop putting and smearing dog hockey on or near my mailbox. I have a Ring doorbell, and I do have videos.
That is not right. I'd post the vids for all to see.
Tempting. But I'm not going to post them yet. I'm hoping some parent will see this posting and talk to their kids about this. You know, some parental snooping, maybe, and make them stop. It's happened several times this year, each night around 7:30.
The problem is the parents with no control over their shoddy kids. It's trespassing, and I'd persecute to prove a point.
Calm down, Miss Colleen. Is it right? No, but one must ask how you know it's dog poop and not, say, chocolate.
You're gross and sick. Hashtag barf.
I think the cops would ask the same questions, seriously. But it is not trespassing. Not sure you'd get the DA to prosecute that.
Well, I think we know whose kids it might be. You've raised little demons and it's not funny.
Oh, preach, girl. Preach.
Did you save any of the evidence? Did you call animal control? Was there corn in it? The Supreme Court will ask these questions, LOL.
You're real smart ass, you know. I still say it's trespassing, and I have the video to prove the harassment.
Oh, I'll tell you this. They better not try that at my house. If they cross my property line, I got an Easton ball bat by the door, and hell no! I ain't afraid to use it.
Did you just threaten a teenager with a baseball bat in print on Facebook? Wow!
No, not threatening, just protecting. It's the law of the land kind of stuff.
What? What are you protecting? Your mailbox? Is the postman an enemy of the state, too?
I'm an RT Ossifer, and I tell you, unless you had property damage, there's nothing here. If you have property damage, you should get off Facebook and call Pickens Co. Law.
Glad I read this. I was just headed out the door with a bag of my dog's butt truffles. However, Colleen's baseball bat is making me reconsider my entertainment plans for the evening. Evil face emoji, poop emoji, mailbox emoji.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and post your address? I'm sure some of these a-hole kids would love to come prank you in the middle of the night, bucko.
Middle of the night? You said these happened at 7:30 or so. WTF, people. My God, get a life.
I have an awesome life, okay? Okay, okay? Post your address so the kids can come to your place, blankhead.
3377 Quailwood. Have at it.
Oh, stupid. I hope they come and raise all kind of hell at your place.
Colleen, that's your address.
Insane. Oh, my God. There's so much to that part.
That is fun, man.
There's so much to that.
I think I know which one you... Butt truffles?
Well, no, the butt truffles was fun. That's a unique way of just, instead of just saying dog poop. Oh. Paige is an RT'd ossifer.
Yes.
Like, you read that as ossifer.
Well, at least you didn't cuss this
time.
That's true. At least you didn't drop another S-bomb. I guess we're okay.
Wait for headlines.
Oh,
still
man.
Still got time.
Oh, man. Remember, you can always send these to us at TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. Any emails in general with that. And we'll, of course, keep you anonymous. Is everybody ready for scene two?
Scene two.
Scene two. Playing the role of Logan, a girl, will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Tony will be Paige.
Yeah.
Playing the role of Steve will be Nine. And playing the role of Carol will be freaking me. And action. OMFG. If I have to watch another blanking comic book movie with this boy.
That's what kids like, I guess.
Well, I don't have kids. I'm talking about my damn boyfriend.
Oh, LOL. Whoops.
I feel you, boo. My man won't stop watching wrestling and cartoons like he's 13 blanking years old.
Well, maybe you get a dude who's into cars or fisting or grown man stuff.
WTF, pervert. GTFO here.
I meant fishing. I promise I meant fishing.
Yeah, whatever. Then I'd never see him because he'd always be at the lake or in the garage.
My ex-BF liked craft beer, so all we did was go to beer places and drink beer.
So, you want a man that doesn't have any hobbies?
I'm supposed to be his hobby.
Amen.
Sounds more like a job to me.
Bro, when I dated Logan, she got mad at me all the time because I worked too much.
You did work too blanking much.
I mean, I own the company.
So make other people do work.
The mother blanker owns a business. It all falls on him at the end of the day.
Oh, that's BS. If your girl ain't the center of your universe, she won't be your girl for long, I tell you that.
Maybe some of us would rather have a woman than a girl.
Hello, yeah, good luck with that.
Everybody knows girls have more fun.
Amen.
All you ever wanted to do was watch Netflix and smoke weed.
Is that not fun, butthole?
Insane.
You're supposed to be fishing.
supposed to be fishing, Paige. How dare you?
I didn't do that.
Another comic book movie.
That one snuck up on you a little bit, didn't it? Matt just lost it. Well, that snuck up on him.
I read them ahead of time to kind of have like a character voice or whatever.
Yeah.
And that one's, I didn't read it that way. So I see why you said Oscar earlier, Paige. Yeah. It makes sense. Okay. Oh, man. This last one's a humdinger. Scene 3. Playing the role of Johnson will be 9. Playing the role of Peter will be freaking me.
Peter!
Playing the role of Rod.
Oh, I see a pattern here.
Will be Fat Boy.
Yes.
And you know what's coming now. Uh-huh. Playing the role of Jessica will be Paige.
Okay.
Thank you.
And action.
Again, I have no Valentine, so I guess I'm just going to spoil myself this year. Sucks, man. Really sucks. Frown emoji.
LOL, you crazy. You fool, you. You know, you got plenty of girls that would love to be your Valentine. Quit playing.
Let me tell you something. Oh, God. Don't blow his head up, Jessica. Hey, hit me up, man. I'm free. We can do anything. We do something, go shoot something. You know how we do.
I don't know if I feel like it. I'll let you know.
Well, you know, he's got his own personal Facebook fan club. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying now. So are you a part of this little fan club by chance?
I won't confirm or deny, but let's just say if I wasn't married, then I know who I'd be snuggling up beside on this Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Hey, Jessica, I don't know you, but you look like you wouldn't fit in his fan club, mainly because you don't weigh 300 pounds or more.
Oh, my God. Here's where it starts, baby.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Can I just bust him a little?
Hey, boys. Come on now. I'm not skinny by any means, but what's wrong with big girls?
Hey, I like him a little thick myself, but blank damn. He must date in the ocean because he's into them whales, baby. I know it's blinked up, but hell, I can't help it.
Oh, my God. You guys are too brutal.
Hey, Pete. You remember his last girlfriend, right? Hell of a nice girl, but they met at a Golden Corral. Hell, I bet if you drive by there, she's probably still eating right about now.
Damn, man. Don't be trying to bring me in the middle of this, damn it.
Ah, come on, man. We're just having fun. Besides, everybody has their fetish, if you will. Just so happens old Johnny's fetish is girls who put their pants on with a forklift.
OMG. I bet he probably does have a girlfriend, but he's probably too afraid to bring her around you guys.
Ah, come on. We're just having fun here. I'm sure he does have a new girl. Hell, I hope he does. I also told him if he gets a new girl, he can't go pick her up till he gets his class A's. Hope she's got them velour pants that say wide load on the ass.
Right, come on now, man. Damn, you never even know when to let up at all. People, I thought you'd take it easy on a man. I would have done damn beat your ass already. Hot times, baby.
Well, look, it won't last forever. Besides, if I was John's woman and you wanted to beat my ass, you'd have to grow a lot more feet. You'd put an octopus on disability trying to whoop my ass if I was John's type.
So much for trying to sleep. Damn alerts keep going off. So much for trying to have feelings on Facebook and expecting people to understand what I'm going through.
All right, all right. Don't get too sensitive about it. I'll leave you alone. Besides, I need you at 100% to help me on a job tomorrow. You still good for it?
Yeah, I told you I'd be there.
All right, then. I'm going to bed, and I'll see you there. Have a great night, son.
And sing, baby.
That was his kid.
It was his dad.
Oh, y'all expect girls.
I'd love that, because when you read them, you don't know the family relation, but somehow throughout the course of the conversation, they will call them, you know, thanks, Uncle Tony, or thanks, sister, you know.
Yeah. God. Oh, it's unfortunate, but it's hilarious.
Do you like my virtual Ronald?
I did.
Thank you, baby. Hot times, daddy.
Not the road, Matt, man.
The bull of the woods.
I think that was Dusty Rhodes.
What you just heard with the real Facebook argument, thin in by you, the P1s. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This was Facebook fuck.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The
Platter. Hey, what's up, baby? What I need for you to do is sit back, spread them lobes open wide, and get ready for my boy Nina to make sweet love to your eardrums. Get ready, baby. This is Nine's best damn audio. Get him, Jimmy.
There he is. Pearl yeah. Snap and all.
How's it going, guys?
It is good.
You like my Pearl Snap shirts?
Paige, that was rude. It's your thing now.
I like them.
It's your thing.
They're
I like
so
it.
Comfortable.
You should come out with your own brand of Pearl Snaps.
I wish. They'll be big, but not all that tall Pearl Snap shirts.
Is that a James McDonald you're wearing? Hell no.
Got some good stuff. This video has been going around, and every time I don't play it, somebody on the show, Matt, gives me a hard time for not playing it yet.
Hey, I'm just trying to contribute, butthole.
Hey, it's great, man. I appreciate it. Your reminders have gotten it. It's here today. It's Toxicity by System of a Down being performed by
two teenage girls on electric violins, along with the drummer who ain't that good.
Electric violins, like, it's a real thing. They look like mini guitars.
You may remember Gary Busey's son played a neon green one in Starship Troopers.
Mm-mm. Jake.
Yeah, Jake Busey.
Tell me you're not going to pop for this.
Oh, it's good, man. It's real good.
The drummer does suck, though. You're right.
She's the star of the video, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, it's under her name.
The toxicity of a city.
I like strings, man. Strings sound good.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't go see this in a concert.
No, you get sick of it in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Remember how, you know, Metallica, the S&M album.
Ooh. Yo, yeah.
Bring it down. This is like Charlie Daniels after he tripped acid.
That girl playing lead fiddle is a talent.
Yeah, hot too, right?
I don't know. She's like 15.
Whoops. I mean, it was hot. She did it during a sunny day.
Oh, it looked like, yeah, it had to be in the 90s out there.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like when people do that. They take like a real metal rock song and then do it like on strings in small doses.
Yeah. That's fun, man.
That's good. Yeah, they are hot. I mean, they are going to grow up and be real heartbreakers. That's what everybody always says. Like when you have a hot daughter, they, boy, you better get that shotgun ready. She's going to be a real heartbreaker. I'm like, you're looking into the future and thinking my daughter's going to be hot, weirdo.
Yeah.
I have a female senator from Tasmania, which is a real place.
Yeah, it is.
She was doing a radio interview and wound up on the subject of what she looks for in a man. And she was kind of specific.
Right now, the state I'm in, I can tell you what, you'd want to bring out that whippersnipper first. Let's find love now. They must have heaps of cash and they've got to have a package between their legs, let's be honest. And I don't need them to speak. They don't even need to speak.
There was a crucial question that you said was crucial for a partner, Jackie.
Oh, yes. I guess, are you well hung?
Hung like a donkey.
Tim Jeffries does sound like a... Oh, tomato.
Hoops of cash.
Did he say hung like a donkey?
Yes, because she asked him if he was.
But she refers to the male genitals as a whippersnapper?
No, I don't think that's what she meant. Uh-oh. I think she wanted him... like whip smart, like really smart and with a lot of money and a big package. Here, let's do her again. She talks really fast with an accent, but try to break it down.
Right now, the state I'm in, I can tell you what, you'd want to bring out that whippersnipper first. Let's fall in love now. They must have heaps of cash and they've got to have a package between their legs, let's be honest. And I don't need them to speak. They don't even need to speak.
There was a crucial question that you said was crucial for a partner, Jackie.
Oh, yes. I guess, are you well hung?
Hung like a donkey.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I hope you are.
Man, Tasmanian politics, I guess Australian politics, way more fun than what we do here.
I was going to ask you, where is Tasmania?
It's Australia.
Is it?
It's an island off of, you know, they used to have their own tiger there.
And a devil.
Tasmanian devil's still around. Tasmanian tiger was a real thing, but it was a marsupial, not a feline.
Really?
Yeah. Look it up. It's real. Tasmanian tigers, interesting creatures.
Had a pouch?
It's extinct. I'm not certain, I assume. It's extinct now. I guess they killed them all.
Wow.
But they still got Tasmanian devils.
Yeah.
They're still there, and they're small. I'm going to wrap up with the old ball coach, talking about Spurrier.
Yeah.
But first, the slingshot ride. Now,
this is the best.
When I've been down on the strip at Myrtle Beach, I've never gotten on the slingshot ride, but damn it, I will stand there and watch people.
That's the thing where it's like on a bungee cord. It's two people side by side. They pull it down to the ground and get the, you know, real tight and everything, and then they cut the cord and you go zooming up into the air and then you frolic around before they lower you back down.
And it's
pretty
fun.
Pricey too.
The one at the beach too, if you're standing on the sidewalk outside that little amusement park where they do it on the strip. They have TV monitors where you can see the faces of the people on the ride.
Yeah.
And then you can hear them screaming up in the air. So it's fun to stand there for a few minutes and watch.
And apparently, I've seen several clips on the air or online. I think the thing to do now is to count them down from 3 to 1 and then cut it on 2 when you're not expecting it. Yeah, but they got this girl good.
Here, listen to this. And these this mic, is this from the one at Myrtle Beach? It sounds like it.
I don't know where it's from. I found it and put it on Facebook yesterday or day before yesterday, and people loved it. Like, I probably watched it freaking 16 times. It made me freaking laugh my balls off.
Definitely Southern people involved.
I'm not ready. Is it snap good?
No, I'm not ready.
Oh, it's gonna go.
All right, girls, here we go in 3.
No, 2, 1.
Oh. They don't do it yet.
Oh. I didn't go nowhere. I wasn't gonna do this, Courtney.
Just go.
Oh,
you didn't check it.
You didn't check it.
I ain't checked it yet. Just
he told him to check their seat belts.
Son of a bitch! I wasn't ready. He told me to check my seatbelt. Son of a bitch! This one worth $75. This one worth it. Give me J-Hole. No.
Are you
Yes. That motherfucker lied. They told me to check my seatbelt. I was checking it. I wasn't ready. I wasn't even holding on.
That was so good.
That reminds me of me and you in New York in Vegas.
He lied.
I was drunk as a skunk. Paige tries to get me on the roller coaster in New York in Vegas. My Lord, you lucky I didn't throw up all over him, Jones. That was sick as a dog.
Oh,
that
Lord.
That was awful. You can see the video at facebook.com/riseguys. See those chicks freaking out.
You got to go watch it. It's hilarious.
It's great.
Finally, Steve Spurrier. Old ball coach down at the University of South Carolina. Now, what do you think Steve Spurrier did when he first got there? His first day on the job, first time with the football program. What did Steve Spurrier do?
Sell his wine?
No.
Went to Augusta to play golf because that's part of the deal.
No. He did an interview a while back and explained what he did his first day on the job.
Huh.
Unfortunately, the only access I have to that interview is from a little short clip on Vine.
I went down to the players' locker rooms. They were all over there. And I physically jerked a bunch of them off.
What? Oh, my God. What? There goes the rib again.
What does that mean?
I have to hold my side while I laugh now.
Good gracious.
All right, one more time. This is what Steve Spurrier did on his first day.
I went down to the players' locker rooms. They were all over there. And I physically jerked a bunch of them off.
No kidding. Matt, you're gonna die.
Oh, what's your fat guy's laughing?
What's he referring to?
I don't know. Man, they were playing video games or something, I'd imagine. You wanted him to quit.
Damn, I
that's how he got him to quit. I quit too.
I went too.
Hey, coach. What are you doing?
Oh my God.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.